Welcome back to the New Home Real Estate Show. I'm Alan Krueger with Keller Williams Elite Realty. Joined on the phone right now with Susan Zanders from Verico Zanders and Associates Mortgage Brokers. Susan, welcome back to the show.
Hi, good morning, Al. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. A little bit cool again this morning, but, you know, it's winter. It's to be expected.
Well, we're getting our winter that I think we're well-deserved here after the East Coast got all of that cold. I think it's good that we're getting some of it now. I was almost jealous of it.
Yeah, I know my friends who do the skiing and snowboarding, they're hoping for a big dump of snow on the weekend, and that might happen. So they'll be in luck.
Yeah.
So when it comes to paying back debts, I had friends growing up, some of them were relatives, who you just knew not to lend money to because you would never see it again. You'd never see that 10 bucks or whatever it would be. And the same thing kind of applies when it comes to mortgages and your credit score. What you do in the past is going to reflect what you're going to get in the future.
That's so true, Al. There's credit is really important, and I mean, as spring is here and you're out looking for a home and working with you trying to find the best possible dream home for what they want, and then we'll be taking a look at their credit and seeing that that's a really vital part of getting a great mortgage. A lot of lenders now are looking at credit scores. So the first part of before they head out the door with you is of course, coming in to see us and getting a pre-approval done, like taking a look, doing a whole checkup, looking at the whole picture, how much they've got down, what they're looking for. And part of that whole picture is taking a look at that credit score. And that's something that's better done up front right now rather than right before you're writing that offer. Because what we do when we pull that credit score, we're going to review the credit with the client. Now, if they're high ratio, which means less than 20% down, that means that they've got to meet a target of a minimum Beacon score of 600 to get an insured mortgage. So this is something that lenders are really strict with, and insurers have those guidelines to follow. So credit can be influenced by maybe, you know, even if they're a dollar over their limits on a balance or something, that can impact that score and bring it down to that 599 point, which would really impact that dream home purchase.
Speaking with Susan Zanders from Verico Zanders and Associates Mortgage Brokers, Susan, can you give an example of helping somebody out with their credit score?
Recently, we had one client came to us, and she had a consumer proposal. A consumer proposal is something where they pay back a portion of their debt to creditors and make a settlement. A consumer proposal is different than a bankruptcy. And what happens is on the credit bureau, a consumer proposal would report as what's called an R7. There's different increments. I should sort of step back a little bit here when maybe not get too technical, but the gist of it is that each individual creditor reports on the credit bureau according to how you've been repaying your debt. So for instance, if you have an R1, that's exactly what we want to see. That means it's reported on time as agreed. It's a revolving credit like a credit card. Or an I1 is an installment. So that's like a loan. It might be an RSP loan or a car loan or just a consumer loan of some sort. So we want to see all I1s and R1s on there. If we see an R2 means that the client's actually not only 2 months behind, but in reality, they're 3 months behind on a payment. There's a bit of a leeway there, and I don't want anyone to get too excited and not pay the bill within their 30 days limit, but that reporting doesn't actually happen until the following month when that bill statement comes out again. So if you're seeing an R2 on a credit bureau, they're 3 months behind, and then it goes like an R3, which would be 4 months behind, then you go into the R7s, which is a consumer proposal. So that means there's been a settlement made on a credit. So we had a client come to us who had a consumer proposal. It was paid off, and typically those consumer proposals fall off the credit bureau, means they don't report it as a consumer proposal after 3 years. A bankruptcy is going to stay on there for 7 years, and a double bankruptcy even longer. So we had looked at this client some time ago, and we were working with her, and she's great. She's got new credit, which is what we needed to see, and we looked at the credit bureau, and we saw that out of all of the creditors that had reported on her bureau, 9 of those creditors were reporting it as an R9, which was a bankruptcy, which impacted her score. And there was one creditor which had reported it correctly as an R7, as a consumer proposal. So the benefit of her coming to us right now was that, I mean, we took a look at the credit score, and so what happened is she pulled up her papers from her consumer proposal. We got a hold of the credit bureau with her. We actually helped her with this, and we got them to correct it. Now, her score was reporting lower than what we needed it with those R9s on there, but because we had looked at this and we went through it, and I mean, she hadn't found her dream home yet, so everything was good. We had time to do this, and it was great. So we were able to pull her score up over that minimum score that we needed to get her the mortgage. And the good part is if you get going with a broker or your lender and get your credit and get it checked, and have someone who will actually review it with you, because sometimes you'll go somewhere, maybe just into the bank, and they'll say, oh, no, you've got, you know, bad credit, we can't do you. And you go, well, what do you mean by that? What do I need to do? And they don't take the time. But really working with a broker is very important to get that extra help and that advice. So we were able to walk her through that, got her credit score up, and she's out looking at her new home right now, which is really great. So the credit is really important. The other thing to note right now, too, is I had touched basically briefly on that last time, was telephone bills from your cell phones are now reporting on the credit bureau. So you want to make sure you pay those. If there's something that you don't pay or you've got to skip a payment on something, don't skip the payments on something that reports on the bureau. Maybe go with a hydro bill or something that doesn't, or the cable bill, something that doesn't report. Because even if you're late, that's going to impact that score, and that's going to stay on there for the next 7 years. So you really want to keep that as clean as possible and pay it on time.
Susan, is there a place people can see what bills are recorded on the credit score?
Yes, there's two credit bureaus in Canada that you want to get a copy of your bureau. So you want to go to www.equifax.ca. So again, it's www.equifax.ca. And then the other one is the www.transunion.ca. Now, both of them are credit bureaus. You can get them online, but you don't really need to pay the extra money and get your score and stuff online. You really want to get a written copy of it sent out to you, and they'll mail this back to you for free. So you'll have to send in your ID, make sure the signature ID matches the signature on, you know, the request that you're sending in, and then post it off, and they'll post you a copy back. And everyone should do this once a year minimum, just as a good bookkeeping thing and a financial affairs, just to, you know, check, see who's reporting what on there, make sure there's no errors, you know, make sure there's no credit that you don't, you know, that's not yours. Just credit fraud is important, and just get that every year and keep it in your records for your safekeeping.
I'm sure most people think, well, you know what, I pay my bills, everything must be fine. But as you indicated with the example of the client you're helping out, they weren't aware that maybe it was reported wrong.
Exactly. And I mean, you're welcome to pick up, you know, that bureau and just have a review done with one of your lenders and say, you know, am I working towards the right process here? Am I, you know, things looking good? One other thing that happened recently to us too was we had a client, and exactly that, said, no, I pay my bills, you know, everything's really great, and, you know, I should have excellent credit score. And so we pulled his score and we looked at it and we said, but you're over the limit on this, you know, on these couple bills. And he says, yeah, I was, you know, on holidays recently, and I, you know, I maxed out my limit, and then the interest charge came on it, so it was like $50 over on my balance. And that $50, and I've seen it as little as a dollar, over the limit will impact the score and pull it down. So not only are we looking at the 600 as a minimum score for insured mortgages, we're really looking for a 680 as a beacon score to get really the best mortgages on the market. So in his case, that over limit, we ended up waiting a few months until he paid the limit below, and then we did that score again, and the score came up beautifully. He did have good credit, but just those overages at that specific time when he applied had brought him down, and so we knew what to do, and we helped him with that.
And again, as a realtor, that's why it's important to be pre-approved ahead of time, so you don't find that perfect home only to be let down when you have to go and get a mortgage in a week's time and find out that you don't actually qualify.
Yeah, exactly. Before they get going out with you, we want to make sure that they've, you know, we've got everything in check with them with credit. Not only that, just one other touch on that too is we had a client that we started doing that pre-approval with, but important to know, don't change your job. Like, don't, you know, up and quit your job and go on a new one, and then you've got a probationary period to work with. That's something that can cause a little bit of a heartbeat skip on our end.
I've had that happen. I've had that happen with the client, yes.
Yeah, and then they found their home, right? And you're going, oh no, we don't want that.
Susan, some great information. If somebody would like to have a review of their current financial situation and their credit score, or if they'd just like to talk about their mortgage, perhaps a renewal, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Two ways. You can either give us a phone call at 604-461-8063, or you could send us an email at Susan, S-U-S-A-N, dot Zanders, Z-A-N-D-E-R-S, at Verico.ca, or go on our website, VericoZanders.com, and just contact us through there. We'd be happy to chat with you.
Appreciate your time today, Susan. Have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. You have a good one, too.
Susan Zanders with Verico Zanders & Associates Mortgage Brokers, and you're listening to the New Home Real Estate Show on 98.7 CKPM-FM.